Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Third hour of our get-together. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Day 16, government shutdown continues. Senator Rick Scott will be along in less than 30 minutes, and we'll talk to him all about that government shutdown. We know President Trump is shutting down crime along with Cash Patel. They came out Wednesday. They talked about the FBI's crackdown on violent crime since the very start of the administration. Trump called for his top law enforcement officials to zone in on San Francisco. Yep. Trump, Patel, Attorney General Pam Bondi were all holding a press conference. And according to a graphic shared by the FBI, it's arrested 28,859 criminals in 2025. That more than doubles the arrest of the previous year. Yep, the final full year of the Biden administration. So it is clear, in case anybody missed it, that Trump is serious about making America safe again. The FBI also destroyed or severely disrupted more than 170 organized criminal enterprises and gangs. 1,600 of the most violent gangs. Confiscated over 6,000 illegal firearms. They've tracked down and arrested four fugitives on the most wanted list. Wow. Trump also touted the results of Operation Summer Heat, a national crime crackdown conducted in every state from late June until mid-September. Not everybody knew, obviously, that that was even going on. You know, the National Guard wasn't there. It wasn't getting necessarily any press, but they were busy. He said, yeah, we were in cities that people didn't know about. We kept it a little quiet, and it had a big impact. But over the past few months, FBI offices in all 50 states made crushing violent crime a top enforcement priority, and that's what they did, rounding up and arresting thousands of the most violent and dangerous criminals. So, yeah. Kudos to the president, Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, all getting it done. And, of course, the president won't get much credit from the lamestream media on this, as we know. Instead, it'll be all about the perception that they're trying to put out there, like the Governor Pritzker, that, oh, these are all jackbooted thugs that are coming into our cities wreaking havoc, referring to ICE. And that's why that kind of rhetoric, that's why there's actually bounties on some of these ICE personnel. That is sickening. And they know their rhetoric leads to this kind of thing, this kind of threat, this kind of behavior. They know it. All right. What else do we have going on? Oh, another person putting their job in peril because, well, they hate. They're haters. Isn't it interesting that the people that don't like Charlie Kirk because they say he spews hate are the people themselves pretty hateful? Yeah, when you celebrate somebody being assassinated and all they were doing was giving their honest opinion and having a great dialogue with a lot of people, wow. The NBA has suspended a project employee for 2 weeks without pay after determining that he violated league policy by posting social media posts celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. They didn't name that person, but said they violated multiple NBA policies by celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk on social media. The person shared multiple Facebook and Instagram stories mocking Kirk's death and calling him a terrible person and a asshole. One screenshot showed a photo of Kirk on an Instagram account with the caption, "What is Charlie Kirk's legacy? He did absolutely nothing healthy for the world except spew dangerous rhetoric. There is no legacy." I would just like to know, what's the dangerous rhetoric? Now, Charlie Kirk, we know two things. He was conservative and pushed conservative values, but first and foremost, he was a Christian and promoted Christian values. Okay? Who else promotes Christian values? I don't know. Your neighborhood priest and minister. What about Franklin Graham? You know, national platform. People know who he is, Billy Graham's son. He does a great job with outreach. Would this guy feel the same way about him? So basically it comes down to, he hates all Christians. It's just Charlie Kirk happens to be representative of that. Well, to this person and to the many others who have said awful things after his death. Or is it more on the political side, which then leads you to believe that this person feels the same way about any and all conservatives? Family is the idea of having family values, you know, thinking that there's some value in having, I don't know, maybe a traditional family. Is that spewing dangerous rhetoric? I what I'm trying to get at is, what is exactly is it about Charlie Kirk that sets these people off? Is it the fact that he was so popular? Was it the fact that he could go on college campuses and have a dialogue with people who had very different opinions than his own and do it in a very calm and cool way? Because the things that he talked about were not outrageous in any way, shape, or form. If you're a conservative and a Christian, this would be, in many ways, your everyday dialogue, thought process. If you were asked about your values, what you thought about, what you believed in, they would fall right in line with what Charlie Kirk was saying. I remember, you know, and I'm trying to vaguely remember one time asking somebody, they said something disparaging about Charlie Kirk, and this was a long time ago. I wasn't familiar who he was back then. Okay, I'd heard the name, and then when I asked, and they said something along the lines of, he's like a white supremacist. And I go, ooh, wow, that's not good. Then, of course, you know, eventually I began to look into it and stuff, but where did that come from? And when I heard that, I said, wow, that's just kind of, that's how he's labeled? That's a white supremacist? Yeah, I wouldn't want to promote that. But he's not that at all. And he's not a hater. And I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around those who have this hatred for him. I wonder how many of them never listened to the words that he spoke. Because I don't understand, and I've seen people on Facebook who have said some disparaging things, and I thought, wow, this person, I know this person. They claim that they do their homework and their research. What did you research? Where did you do your homework where you come up with these such outrageously ugly things to say about somebody who had just got murdered? I do this show 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I've been doing it for 23 years. I am definitely not going to get on social media and get into an argument with these flipping weirdos, okay? I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to let them take up, my time, my brain, evoke emotions. Not going to do it. But I do always kind of search for, some kind of understanding, where are you coming from on this? But it's all based on completely false premises that just spread. They just spread it, just like they do a lot of the lies. Charlottesville thing, hands up, don't shoot. They just spread those lies and they perpetuate those lies. Even when they're told directly, this did not occur, doesn't matter. They just keep on going. Hey, coming up at 8:34, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott. Because the government is still shut down, day 16, what's the future looking like? Stick around, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You got to properly store those gummies. Why? Because they're gummies. And historically, that represents candy. I'll explain coming up. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, iHeart, just hit subscribe. Case in point, Flagler County, father, under investigation. Deputies say he delayed getting medical help for his 5-year-old daughter, who was showing signs of a possible overdose. Deputies arrested 29-year-old Kajon Harris. I don't want to talk. I want my lawyer. he told deputies. According to investigators, Harris waited several hours before seeking help for his daughter. The girl's mother, who shares custody, told deputies she had asked Harris to take the child to the hospital. Instead, Harris allegedly texted her that the girl would, quote-unquote, just sleep it off. 5 years old. 8 hours later, when the mother saw her daughter, she immediately noticed something was wrong. According to deputies, she told them her daughter's head was falling backward. She could not stand, and her eyes appeared to be rolling back. Dr. Candace Jones, local pediatrician, said those symptoms are consistent with a drug overdose. The child can become unresponsive, have various states of altered mental status, sleep but not respond. These children could stop breathing. Their heart could stop. They could have seizures. Deputies also revealed this is not the first time the child had suffered a similar incident. What? In 2020, when the girl was just 10 months old, she reportedly ingested an unknown opioid. She survived that, but was left with a developmental disability and is now nonverbal. That's how serious that overdose was. But this time, the dad's like, yeah, she'll sleep it off. Wow. Yeah. When a child's heart stops, when their breathing stops, when their mental status is altered, and these medications act at the level of the brain, they can do damage, clearly. The girl spent 2 nights unconscious in the hospital following the most recent incident. Authorities say she's now recovering and has returned to her normal self. Investigation is ongoing. Wow. I don't know. If you've got any kind of, whether it's a prescribed medication or you're doing whatever, and you can't keep things out of the reach of a child, and then the child gets a hold of something, you're like, yeah, she'll sleep it off. And these people are parents. Yeah, I don't know about all that. So an order was issued today. You heard this on our news a couple times. The First District Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Alachua County, which means the county commissioners will be elected at large beginning in 2026. After a 2022 ballot referendum to change county commissioners to single-member districts passed, county commissioners put a referendum on the November 24 ballot to return to at-large districts. In October, a judge declared that the at-large district ballot initiative for the election of Alachua County commissioners unlawful in that its ballot language fails to comply with the statute. Well, the First District Court of Appeals rejected that argument. So you're going to have at-large districts, and you know what that means. That means that everybody who votes for all the commissioners instead of you voting for your particular commissioner that lives within your district and will represent your district. This is done clearly to keep Democrats in power in Alachua County, and the ruling is wrong, in my opinion. 8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, we are going to talk to Senator Rick Scott about the shutdown and other things. So stick around. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:34, and joining me right now, we've got Senator Rick Scott with us. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
You know, Bob, we could have the exact same conversation every day right now, because here's what we do. We come in and we say, we're going to vote to open up government, and we have the exact same vote every day, and the Democrats vote to keep government shut every day. So it's like, you could just do the same interview every day. I say, yep, we came in today, we voted, and the government didn't open.
Yeah, I do. I say, top story today, government shutdown, day 16, no end in sight.
Yeah.
What exactly do they want?
Well, they said in the beginning they wanted over $1 trillion in new spending for a, you know, not to pass this year's budget, just to agree that we will not have government shut down. We, you know, we're still not passing budgets. I've been up here this is my seventh year. Schumer has blocked budgets every year, because historically what they've been able to do is they block the budget. Then right before Christmas, Schumer, McConnell, the two leaders in the House would come together and they'd have 8,000 earmarks, and that's what they say. Well, if you don't vote for today, guess what? Government's going to shut down right at Christmas, and we're going to go on television and blame you. So we're fighting hard to make sure that doesn't happen. We've got to balance this budget. We look at gold. Gold is telling you something. Gold's over $4,200. It's telling people are walking away from our dollar, right? That is a scary time if that happens.
I agree. Hey, are we still at those spending levels put forward by Pelosi during the COVID times when they really, the spending went way up? Are we still at those levels?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's crazy about this. So when we do a continuing resolution, right, we say we're going to spend what we spent last year. Guess what? That's the Biden blowout spending. During the Biden years, we had a 2% increase in our population in the country and a 55% increase in spending. That's what we're talking. So I hate that, but I said, look, okay, so I don't want government to get shut down, right? I've never voted for continuing resolutions in the past. I don't like them. But I said, well, I don't want government shut down. So, you know, we'll do this to hopefully pass them a balanced budget. So, but up here, you know, this idea that we've got to watch what we spend, there's like five of us that are really focused on that out of 100. That's not enough senators.
Now, speaking of the budget thing and when you go through appropriations and all that, even if they do a CR and it passes, what does that buy us? Another month?
Yeah. Well, what we've been, the one that the House passed is a continuing resolution to say we're going to spend what we were spending before. And it'll take us to November 21. And then the theory is, right, which in, I've fool me once, you know, it's your fault, fool me twice. Well, this will be the seventh time they'll try to fool me because they'll want to go have a big blowout spending at the end. But we're not going to let that happen this year. That's, you know, we're going to fight that. It's part of one, why I ran against McConnell to make sure McConnell wasn't the majority leader is to say, this has got to stop. We got to balance our budget. We've got to start acting like Republicans.
Hey, let's talk about something positive. How about this peace in the Middle East that President Trump and Rubio and others put together? What are your thoughts?
You really have to admire President Trump, Marco Rubio, and Netanyahu. I mean, think of what he did. He went and fought Hamas. He destroyed Hezbollah. He destroyed Houthis. He attacked Iran. The United States came in behind him and got rid of the nuclear weapons. And so, and then President Trump just worked day in, day out. Marco Rubio did, saying, like, we want peace, but you got to release these hostages. So getting these hostages out was a big deal. I hope the bodies come out in the next few days. And I hope Hamas says, let's rebuild Gaza together. But, you know, who knows what Hamas is going to do? I'm still worried about Qatar because they host the leadership of Hamas. I'm thankful that Netanyahu went and killed some of them because they're the ones that killed Americans, held Americans hostages. But what Trump did is remarkable. Here's a guy, he wants peace, he hates war. I think what he's doing down in the Caribbean right now to get rid of the narco traffickers and hopefully Maduro, I think that's going to be positive for Latin America. So I'm impressed with what Trump and Rubio are doing.
I know you sit on a lot of committees. Do you think it was a good idea that President Trump let everybody know that the CIA is active in Venezuela?
I think probably why they're doing it is to hopefully Maduro will just wake up and say, hey, Putin, hey, Xi, can I come live there the rest of my life? Because that's the easiest thing. Think about it. Maduro's not the elected. He's not the president of Venezuela. He's the head of drug cartels. He stole the election. So he's not the president. So he is going to go to prison. So he's either going to go to prison, or he's going to go to Russia or China. That's one of those two things is going to happen. So I think maybe what he's doing is putting Maduro on notice. This is going to happen, buddy. Get out of there.
Are you surprised that this far into Trump's tenure that Vladimir Putin hasn't backed off of Ukraine at all? And what do you think is going to happen?
I think that he's going to have to back off. My understanding is with the drones that Ukraine is building, they've destroyed 40% of the refinery capacity in Russia. If Russia can't sell oil, if China stopped buying, India stopped buying, which is what India's promised Trump, then Putin, his economy collapses and he doesn't have the money for this war effort. So I'm hopeful that Putin loses and Ukraine wins. I'm glad that the European countries have stepped up. They're the ones funding this, not American. What Trump has done is he's gotten the European countries on board to start, dealing with their own defense. Japan focused on it. South Korea focused on it. Taiwan focused on it. Philippines focused on it. So I think what Trump is doing, he's getting the world to show up and do their job. We can't do this by ourselves.
And then the last thing that I would ask you, I guess, would pertain to China. Rare earth minerals. I mean, they've got 70%. They control 90% of the production. What are we doing here in this country, like real, shovel ready stuff, for instance, so we can do our own mining and processing?
They're working really hard. The Department of Interior, the Department of Energy, they're working very diligently to make sure that we can produce our own rare earth minerals. And also we're starting to work with allies. look, prior presidents really took the eye off the ball with regard to China. I'm putting out a report today or tomorrow on generic drugs. 80% of the generic drugs that we take, right, are made in India and China. 90% of the ingredients come out of China, active ingredients come out of China. There's basically no inspections in contrast to a drug made in America. Now think about this. What happens when China decides not to send us our drugs? Well, we have weeks of drugs left. So what we've just put ourselves, we've all Americans, we've put ourselves in the wrong position. We've got to go start rebuilding American businesses. And the way you do that is you tell everybody you're going to buy from, I don't want to buy unless it's made in America or an ally. So these Chinese, when these boxes say made in China, you send them back to Amazon because we are not buying any more products for a country that wants to demolish our economy, kill our citizens with fentanyl, destroy our way of life. And that's what Communist China is trying to do.
Well, these are the same people that very well may have been behind the COVID leak. I mean, to cut off our drug supply would be one thing.
Of course they were.
But what if some people tamper with the drugs that are being sent from China?
We're not testing it, Bob. Those drugs you're putting in your body right now, okay? The FDA does, and then if it's made in America, the FDA does pre-announced surveys. Inspections. If they're overseas, if they do it, all right, they're not pre-announced. They tell them we're coming. On top of that, out of the companies sending generic drugs from India and China to this country, one out of every four companies is under a FDA violation right now. So you need to start asking everybody, where are my drugs manufactured? You want American manufactured drugs.
You mentioned the country gutter, and it made me think of something. Did you know that Mamdani, running for mayor, this socialist whatever,
yeah.
His family has extremely strong ties with the royal family of Qatar, and they're the same royal family that apparently gave safe haven at one time to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's running for mayor in New York City, in the shadows of 9/11. I just find it incredible.
It's incredible. So first off, the city for capitalism is New York City in the world, and they're going to elect a socialist, right? And but Qatar, in my opinion, is not our friend. They're the friends of terrorists. They're friends of Hamas. They're giving money to our universities to teach our kids the wrong thing. So we've got the Qatar has got to change, or we need to move our military base out of Qatar.
Well, Senator, we always appreciate your time, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. And in the meantime, stay safe, and hopefully we'll get this government operational again.
We will. We're going to take care of the government. All right. See you, Bob.
All right, Senator. Take care. Senator Rick Scott on the Bob Rose Show. Pleasure to have him. And we packed a lot of information into that. Coming up on this gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous Thursday, we've got a lot of activities going on in the area. University of Florida homecoming, and of course the parade is tomorrow. Biketoberfest comes to Daytona, but motorcycle traffic will increase everywhere, probably. And we've got all the big stories lined up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's 8:46, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Lots of activities going on over the weekend. Like I said, one was going to be an awesome car show. I'm going to have a special guest coming in the studio here in just a few minutes to tell you all about that. And man, the weather is going to be perfect for that kind of an event. Really weird thing happened in a couple of airports. Passengers in airports in Pennsylvania and British Columbia were stunned Tuesday when loudspeakers suddenly were blasting pro-Hamas messages and slurs against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Somebody hacked in to their system, and they were able to get these messages out over the PA system. And Also, they took over some of the screens, you know, like when's my flight arriving or, you know, taking off or whatever. They took that screen over too, and they were flashing messages praising Hamas and calling for free Palestine. Just these two airports in particular, and one's in Canada. One's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. One's in Canada. And it's just bizarre. The message was political in nature and did not contain any threats against the airport or tenants, airlines, or passengers. They were able to quickly shut off the systems and stuff out of abundance of caution. They did hold one plane and thoroughly search it, etc. The plane later departed safely, though. But, I mean, wow, what are they? It's so odd to have it happen almost simultaneously, but in two different airports, 2,000 miles apart. But yeah, the systems got hacked into. Obviously, pro-Hamas messaging there. And while it was back in June, a criminal group was able to penetrate the computer networks of several airlines in the U.S. and Canada. So, you know, look, it's almost like everything computerized is almost always under some sort of threat and attack, quite frankly. And I mean, you know, once you figure out one way to, you know, have a strong firewall, these hackers that work diligently to find their way around it. And unfortunately, a lot of cases, they're successful in doing that. DHS Assistant Secretary Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin talked about a couple of things. One is the hiring of more than 10,000 new ICE enforcement officers. She said, I know about 5,000 have been hired, so they're on their way to do that. At the same time, she also talked about J.B. Pritzker and the Chicago mayor. And you know, information has come out about bounties being on the heads of members of ICE. These are federal officers doing a job. And they're being targeted, clearly. They've been doxed. Families have been threatened. But a bounty? And J.B. Pritzker, as far as we know, and Chicago Mayor Brandon, haven't shown any sort of condemnation for that kind of activity. American law enforcement forcibly enforcing the rule of law. And she said any freedom-loving American should be disgusted by the fact that there's foreign terrorist organizations who are going after our law enforcement. Yeah. I mean, again, forget about logic and common sense with these folks on the left. Absolutely crazy behavior. But I do have a good story, I guess. I mean, it starts with a carjacking. That's probably not good. A Florida man. It kind of tips you off right there, doesn't it? A Florida man charged with grand theft and kidnapping. He carjacked a woman. His name is William Mullis, 53. He took off from the gas station. And then he realized there's a kid in the car. And he quickly turned around and brought the car back and walked away. Of course, he was later busted, but wow. Criminal with a little bit of a heart there? Huh. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next, and my special guest, and you got to hear about this car show. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.